Now, the aftermath of the awful Grenfell tragedy is still absolutely at the forefront of our minds, especially in recent days when we saw the bonfires again. We saw those blazing infernos, and it's just a horrific picture when we see the Grenfell Tower, the shell on the news. It is so moving. Now, have you stopped to think about how that fire was caused? It was simply a fridge freezer. That's what caused that devastation. Have you checked your fridge freezer? Are you aware of the background to the danger? Let me speak to Phil Buckle, who's the chief executive at the Electrical Safety First charity. Phil, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Phil, what are you calling on? Are you asking us to generally check our electrical appliances, or are you looking for some sort of assistance for people who live in high rises who may have some worries about their electricity?
Well, it's both those things, really. We've long been concerned over fires caused by white goods across a whole range of appliances. Clearly, the Grenfell Tower tragedy, which was very terrible, has focused our minds. And what we're calling for the Northern Ireland Executive is to support people that live in tower blocks and provide mandatory electrical checks for those homes by the landlord, and also include white goods so that the tenants within those dwellings are confident that their white goods are okay. But there's lots of things also that we as individuals in our own homes, whether it be a tower block or a bungalow or whatever, can do to make sure that the appliances we use are as safe as possible. And we've also got a whitegoodssafety.com micro website that people can go and have a look at to get tips and advice on how to make sure that their white goods are okay, whether they're subject to a recall, and general maintenance advice as well for those products, because you can't just leave them alone. People tend to put them in a corner. 20 years later, it's still chugging along, but is it okay? Not necessarily.
I had one of those tumble dryers that was called back, a number of people had, and it was sort of an unnerving time because you were still using it. Okay, you weren't to use it overnight, but you were still using it and walking away from it and letting it tumble for 45 minutes or so, knowing that there was a slight question mark over it. And when you got the new one, you felt safer, but there's never a guarantee that equipment like that is so hot when it is fully operating, there's no guarantee that it's risk-free.
No, and we, on that particular issue of the tumble dryer, we were saying that people shouldn't use it. We were calling for the manufacturer to issue that advice. Eventually they did. And now that problem is being gradually resolved. There were so many of them out there. Now, clearly the fridge freezer that was the cause of the fire in the Grenfell Tower was not subject to a recall. We still don't know what the cause of the fault was that started the fire within the fridge freezer. It could have been because it was old. We don't know whether it was secondhand. The fact is that we do need to maintain these products. They're electrical and mechanical. They get hot in operation. So the compressor, for example, of that fridge freezer could have overheated because the filters in the fridge freezer weren't cleaned. And we all neglect that. I do the same sort of thing. I've had a slight issue with a microwave in the past because I didn't clean the back ventilator area sufficiently enough and got caught out. But I was standing by it when I thought, oh, that's not right. I need to sort that out. Now, but we forget to do these things. We're all human beings. But washing machines, we know, are the biggest villain. And in Northern Ireland, we know that during 2014-15, nearly half of fires, about 48% of fires, were caused by products including white goods such as dishwashers, cookers and fridge freezers. And that's why we're calling on the Northern Ireland Executive to do something now.
you'll be waiting a while, but I know what you mean.
I understand some of the issues that are going on, but it can't be ignored. And, The gas safety checks are done and that's understood, and we're not saying it needs to be done every year, but there needs to be some focus and attention paid to the need for maintaining electrical installations and the equipment that's operated via those installations.
And just one final question, if you could be brief on it, Phil. The dishwasher, is it okay to put it on at night? Is it okay to put it on when you're leaving the house?
I personally would not put my dishwasher on at night. I am guilty of putting it on when I leave the house, but you know, they are an electrical item and they can cause fires. So if you can avoid doing that, I would urge you to avoid doing it.
Okay, Phil, thank you very much indeed. Just a timely reminder to be safe with electrical goods in the home.